722 at WLS.
Side out for Loyola Chicago. And now the foul. Oh, puck ended. Did he get it off? No. That's the game. That is the ball game. Loyola Chicago.
It was weird last night when they kept calling them Chicago, the Chicago Ramblers. But, how exciting. Dion, are you there? Are you down in Atlanta? Were you there for the game? Dion Miller from ABC7 joining us.
I was there for the game and waking up feeling like it's still somewhat of a dream.
I can't even believe you went to sleep.
You guys? Like, what is happening?
I'm going to be honest here, and I don't profess to be a big basketball fan. And again, only when I'm watching the Batavia Bulldogs and my little girl is playing on the freshman team. But it was cool to see these guys play last night because Nevada's, they're going to come back at you. The Thompson twins or whatever their name are, the Martin brothers, they're fantastic. They're shooting from all over the court. They're hitting in here. They're coming back. I'm texting back and forth with Lauren Cohn, and you could just feel the excitement of a city. And it certainly seemed like that in the auditorium down there, Dion.
Oh, my goodness. The fan turnout for Loyola has been unbelievable. I mean, those scarves, you can't miss them. They're everywhere all over Atlanta. And when Porter Moser has told us he's never worried about his team handling the attention in the spotlight. But when they walked through the tunnel, the sea of fans that parted to let them board the bus from their team hotel, he said that was the first time I was overwhelmed by what we were experiencing. And he was worried that his team might get a little bit shaken. And they can, and by their own admission, came out slow again. It was almost the exact same way that Tennessee game started. Kind of fell behind early. They had to call timeout. They regrouped. They're resilient. And of course, it has to come down to a last-second shot because that's the way this movie script is going, right?
Here's Porter last night talking about how any of these kids can hit from anywhere at any time.
I'm so proud of this group and how resilient they are. We've talked about how, just perfect example of first night, Dante said anybody could have hit it. Then next night, Clay said anybody hit it. And tonight, Marcus and Dre hit big shots.
This has got to be a huge recruitment for the school now, right? This is going to be huge for them.
Oh, Lauren, the whole thing is huge recruitment for the school. I mean, at this point, it all seems to be like it's just putting them on a platform, and they are rising to the occasion, not by just what they're doing on the court, but the way they're carrying themselves off of it. I mean, I was talking to several alumni at that rally yesterday, and they just said, we're just so proud of the character of these guys and the way that they're representing not just Loyola, but the whole city of Chicago. I mean, they're an easy group to root for because they're so real. They're so genuine. They know who they are. They are confident. They're really good at basketball, but they're also just a positive reflection of what's going on at the university and their student athletes.
New York Daily Times yesterday, I believe, was talking about how there's unrest among students as they get ready to protest the plan to spend over $18 million on a new practice facility. I don't think there's anybody at Loyola that gives a crap about the money that's going to be spent.
That's crazy.
Because basketball, I mean, Dion, this equates to money for the school and obviously for recruiting. As Lauren said, this is huge.
Oh, it's huge, and it's a financial impact is beyond anything I think they can even imagine at this point, just by virtue of where they're being seen all over the world. I mean, and credit Sister Jean for being that bright spark that everybody just has to fall in love with. Like, how can you not love her? It's hard not to want to cheer for them just by sheer virtue of the story of her and these guys and their relationship. And it's just a really special time for the Ramblers, their alumni, current students, And it's going to lead to really positive things for them moving forward.
What's the story with his contract? Is his contract up this year, the coach?
That I don't know, honestly, Ray. I know that they want to lock him up. I mean, I know that they don't want him going anywhere. And based on everything he's said, he doesn't want to go anywhere. I mean, his family is there. They love it. He's really invested in what he's doing there. But I know that they are discussing an extension for him to make sure that he sticks around and continues to build the program the way that he has. But you've got to know, like, other teams are going to call. This is the kind of success universities dream of in the tournament. I mean, never in a million years did they think Loyola would do all that they've done. It's tough enough to win one game in the tournament, let alone three by a total of 4 points. I mean, it's just unthinkable.
And how about this kid, Marcus Towns? I mean, wow. I mean, all eyes are on him.
Story, Lauren. I mean, all eyes on each one of these guys, which is what is amazing. And they each have such an incredible individual story. But the Tribune did a great feature on Marcus about how he debated between playing Division I football or Division I basketball, which who gets that opportunity? And he made the choice to stick to basketball, really loved it. And now seeing it pay off, even transferring from Fairleigh Dickinson to Loyola, didn't even know much about Chicago, let alone Loyola. And feels like he made the right choice and is so happy with where he's at. And I just feel like it's a movie script being written. I work for Disney. Perhaps I should start pitching it.
You know, it's so cool because last week I had some friends, a buddy of mine's kid goes to Wastosia Central High School in the Wisconsin state tournament was last week. And there was a kid from Washington High School playing with an ankle bracelet on because he'd committed a felony. And, you know, you think about the scandal that rocked the NC2A basketball at the beginning of the year and all the coaches that were out for violating. And then you see a bunch of guys lining up to hug a nun after a basketball game. You're right. It's absolutely, you know, it's I think it's everything.
It's like a beacon of hope.
It's everything this city needs right now. Mm-hmm. Deanne, I know.
Right. And you don't, you know, that there are not everybody in the city is a Loyola fan, but you can't help but root for them right now. I mean, that it's fun to rally around a group like this that is doing it the right way, especially in the face of so much scandal and so many teams who are breaking the rules to try to do what Loyola is doing, what appears to be cleanly. I mean, you know, just letting kids spend 4 years in school, buying into a process, really believing in turning a program around based on just their performance. I mean, it's a wonderful story to rally around. It's what our city needs for sure.
Just got handed a piece of paper from Flannelville Hopkins that said they've extended the coach Porter Moser's contract. So there you go.
News of the day. Well, there we go.
Well, Deanne, thanks so very much for your call this morning. I know you're tired. We always appreciate when you can call.
Oh, anytime, you know that.
Take care.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday mornings 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.